3 months after Securities and Exchange Commission Chairman Arthur Levitt stepped down, the White House reportedly has chosen his successor. According to Bush administration sources, the president will nominate 56-year-old Harvey Pitt, a partner at a Washington law firm with a long history with the agency. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
Harvey Pitt, a Brooklyn-born lawyer, spent nearly a decade at the SEC, including several years as general counsel during the Carter administration. According to some Washington insiders, he is the perfect candidate for the chairman's job. Those who know him say Pitt would bring an open mind to the agency.
He's certainly not going to be pro-stupid regulatory, and he's not going to be anti-smart regulatory. He's going to be his own person. I don't think it's going to be easy to categorize him one way or the other.
Marianne Smythe is a partner with the Washington law firm of Wilmer Cutler and Pickering. She thinks Pitt understands the unique role the SEC plays in overseeing financial markets.
How he will strike a balance between the need for the capital markets to function efficiently and the rights of the individual investor, I don't know, but I do know that he's a lot smarter than I am, and he will bring an intelligence to that question that will be just wonderful.
As a private practice lawyer in Washington, Pitt most recently represented Michael Saylor, head of the formerly high-flying software firm MicroStrategy. Saylor was accused of accounting fraud by the government. While neither admitting or denying guilt, Saylor agreed to pay more than $8 million in restitution and a $350,000 fine. Pitt also defended Ivan Boesky during the insider trading scandal of the 1980s. But Barry Barbash, an attorney at the law firm of Sherman & Sterling, doesn't think those prior relationships will be a problem for Pitt.
He has represented folks down the road who have less than stellar reputations, but that's what a prominent lawyer does, and that's what the legal profession is about. And there's never been a question about where Harvey is on an ethical front. He is a tremendously ethical person and has tremendous intellectual integrity.
And even former SEC Chairman Arthur Levitt has had nothing bad to say about Harvey Pitt. Levitt, reached at Dulles Airport en route to New York yesterday, said he thinks Pitt would be a no-nonsense regulator capable of making tough choices.
I think that anyone who's been around our securities markets in recent years understands that public confidence is critical to the United States maintaining its supremacy in the capital markets of the world. And because of that, I would expect that the next chairman would pay a great deal of attention to investor interests and hopefully place them above the interests of corporate America, the brokerage firms, or the stock exchanges.
Pitt would assume the reins at the Securities and Exchange Commission at a difficult time. The rise in electronic markets has challenged traditional Wall Street dominance. Financial market volatility has also shaken the confidence of many individual investors. The nomination would first go to the Senate Banking Committee before being voted on by the full Senate. However, given the current backup in nominations in Washington, it may be a while before Pitt is confirmed. In following Levitt, the longest-serving SEC chairman in history, Pitt, a Republican, would presumably place his own stamp on the federal agency charged with watching over Wall Street. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.